Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. Whether I'm on TV or Broadway, I live by two rules. Follow your dreams and always wear great shoes. That's why I love DSW. Must-have shoes that pair well with whatever you've dreamed up for your life. Seriously, DSW has all the shoes you need for everything, from errand days to date nights. And they're from top brands at prices you can totally brag to all your friends about. That's why I've partnered with DSW to create a collection of shoes I know you'll love. Because, let's be real, whether I'm dancing on TV, teaching you how to make the perfect cocktail in my best-selling book, or starting a whole new venture, it's all about the shoes. Find the shoes to do all the amazing things you do in my new collection at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Stephanie's giving me the finger. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
If you like this show, then I'm reading this. This is kind of funny. Step into Heather Dubrow's world every Thursday and Friday. Whoa, both? On Podcast One, Heather's talking to some fab guests like Queer Eye's Karamo Brown, actress and singer Kristen Chenoweth. Ooh, we love Kristen Chenoweth.
Yeah.
And so many more. You don't want to miss a second of Heather Dubrow. We like Heather Dubrow.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. And remember to rate and review. Also, remember this show that we were talking about?
I think
my kids are going to love this show. It's called Making It, and it's a crafting competition.
On NBC.
Mm-hmm.
For the summer. It's a good family show to watch through the summer. It's one of those, you know, contests, win $1 million. I don't know, maybe it's $1 million. But
it's starring Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman, two very funny people.
Mm-hmm.
Eight artists will compete for $100,000.
There you go.
And they get judged and they build things. And Nick apparently has some woodworking experience.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
And every Tuesday, July 31st on NBC after America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Amy doesn't know anything about crafting, and that's why it's funny, Lynette.
That's what makes it. Yes. And Nick, by the way.
She's just going to riff.
He knows what he's doing. Yes, because he does have a woodworking workshop in the valley that Adam's been to.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Little things that you did. Good to know.
Yeah.
He actually filmed a bit of his movie Road Hard there. It's very impressive.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, interesting.
They filmed
so
a scene there.
We have a connection to this show. I actually think my kids are going to like it, and I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
But I want to hear about Vegas.
Oh.
I saw Instagram pictures. Everybody looked quite serious.
Yeah. Well, I just, I got back from Wednesday through last night being in Vegas. And Vegas is a very tiring city. It's not a place, it's like kind of place you want to go for 48 hours, gamble, drink.
Did you charge your phone a lot?
No.
Did you go to the recharging station?
Oh, yeah, that was from last year. No, I got smart this year. Okay.
Flask?
So last year, I would say the first night we got there, we went to the NBA All-Star Summer League thing that they have at the Las Vegas Sports the convention center. So last year, like Lorenz, it was all the rookies, the up and coming rookies, I guess.
Okay.
In NBA. So last year it was Lorenzo Ball was the big.
Alonzo Ball.
Lorenzo.
Whatever. There's probably a Lorenzo in that family.
I know,
Kaylin,
right? There's three of them. There's three.
There's a LiAngelo.
See? Okay. Well, I mixed the two.
Yeah.
And then like, LeBron James was there last year. So it was like this big NBA thing. And the kids go, it's like we land in Vegas like 1 o'clock. It's at 5 o'clock. They go and they see it. But it goes on for like 2 days, 3 days. So last year.
So you didn't go to your hotel room first?
So we go to the hotel. The plan was to drop the bags off and then meet everybody at the convention center. Because some families drove, some families flew, you know.
Were there other moms there that you like?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes.
And some dads?
And a lot of it's a lot of the moms and the dads. A lot of the parents.
They go together.
The whole family goes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is what should happen, except for my husband was in London racing. So, or he's either in London racing or he's off going to a Mariah Carey show. Either one.
Okay. I'm just interjecting this really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you agree anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I like doing that kind of thing alone anyway.
I
and
do
maybe
too.
A lot of these couples, maybe they work full time. So to them, that's like, oh, our kid's doing something.
Yeah.
So we go together because it's a vacation for both of us.
Right.
And we both are used to working.
Right.
But for me, I see my husband all the time. He works from home.
Mm-hmm.
So I see him too much.
Yes.
I know I say that all the time, but I see him way too much.
Right.
I don't get to be in the house alone.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I would be like, either you go or I go.
Right.
We don't need more excuses to be together.
Right.
Just together somewhere on a different location.
Right.
In a different geographical
area. Sunny doesn't
care.
No, I know.
No, my kids wouldn't care either. They see both of us too much.
Right.
They're with us all the time.
Right.
It's not like, oh, dad's always at work, so would it be so great if he could come to my game? No, he's at...
Yeah, he's right. No. He
so they would be like, great,
so
I get to take
less,
a trip with mommy.
Exactly.
Or I get to get
one
take
less,
a trip with him.
Right. One less person to worry about. One less person to go, do you want to go to this buffet or do you want to order in Super Saiyan?
100%.
You want to do that. And Sonny is the easiest kid in the world to travel with, to be with. I mean, I just love that kid. We're always on the same page. For the most part, he wants to do the stuff the guys do. But this is where I learned my lessons from last year. So we go last year, everybody, because it's the first night. It's the first time we were there as a team last year. So we go to this NBA thing. I was bored to tears. It went on and on and on. It was like it went from like, I don't know, 5 till 10:30 and then went into overtime. I don't know what's going on. It was just boring. And then I said, I got to go charge my phone and I'd go sit at the bar. Charging my phone.
Right.
All right. So this year, I was like, oh, so I thought Natalia was going with us. So I bought 3 tickets to this thing. And I get there. And so Natalia did not go with us. She stayed home with Olga and her friends and did her thing. So we get there and all the families are in the lobby. And then there's one dad that's like on the phone and somebody said, and his wife's like, oh, he's trying to get 2 more tickets to the thing tonight. And I go, you need 2 tickets? Here you go. You can have mine and Natalia's. Natalia's not here. And I see all the dads. I see like his BFF Jensen's dad's there. All the dads are there, plus the moms. So he's in good hands.
Right.
It's 5 minutes away.
Right.
He doesn't need me. What does he need me for?
Right.
I just, bam, here you go. And he was like, are you sure? Are you sure? I was like, yeah, have them. Take them. They're all yours. So they went, and I said, Sonny, you mind if I... He goes, no, that's fine. I gave him his $20 for food or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I said, thank you, Jensen's parents. Have fun. See you in a little while. And the moms were like... One dad goes, oh, so you're not... You don't need the tickets? So you're not going. I go, no, I'm not going to go. And all the moms... It was like the record player. All the moms looked at me like, you bitch. How did you get so lucky?
Yeah. And
all
like,
the moms
well, because
were like,
you made the mistake of bringing your husband.
Yeah.
You got baggage. Now you got to go to handle that baggage.
Right. But that's what the dads were for. Like,
right.
So, I don't know. They got stuck going, but I, the first
the dads
night.
Dads want to be there. That's the thing.
Right.
Look, we're stereotyping.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. But it's, the
well,
dads
I know
want
the dads,
to be
they
there,
do want.
And a lot of the moms
mm-hmm.
don't.
No, none of the moms wanted to be.
Right. So
I
stay home.
Think. Yeah. Right. So,
but I understand. I also love seeing my kids play.
That is different,
right? So the moms should go hang out by the pool and let the dads go to the basketball thing.
That's what. Okay, so
not watching your kids play,
right? Then so I got 2 times in a row. I got the benefit because I got that, and then the second night was the coach Mason's taken all the boys. He has an 8th grade team. No, he has a 7th grade team and like 3 6th grade teams cut into 3.
Mm-hmm.
Sonny's one of the teams. So last year, it's a tradition. So he's going to take everybody bowling. But last year, the bowling alley that we went to was like 20, 25 minutes drive. And it's also, Coach Mason is like 24 years old. He's a dude. He's not a mom. He's not thinking. He's like, so we got bowling at 9:30. Like, 9:30? We got to be back at the convention center tomorrow by 9 a.m. Like, and they've been playing all, you know, like 9:30.
Right. Wait, like, yeah. But they weren't playing in the earlier thing.
No,
right?
The next morning, though, they had games.
Right.
So
right.
First thing in the morning.
Right.
So we were like, so the second night. So the moms, they already planned it, and they told me, they go, hey, psst, this is what we're doing. The dads are going to take the boys bowling. They can handle it. What do they need us for?
Yeah.
So the dads are going to take the kids bowling, and then we get to, like, go out and have dinner and
you know
drink.
What is so boring? Bowling.
Bowling. Next to watching the NBA Summer League play, bowling.
Man, bowling always seems like a good idea until you get there and you're like, really?
No, bowling
is for... Why did I want to do this?
Bowling is for when you're at that age before you're 21, but you're after, like, eight between, like, that sweet spot where you can't drink yet.
Right.
So what do? You got to go to either roller skate or go to the bowling alley.
Right.
That's when maybe it's a good idea. After that, after age 21, there's no need to go bowling.
Never. But also... There's no real in between. Like, you're either shitty at bowling or you're really good.
No, I know.
And the really good people are irritating because it's just like strike after
like
strike.
A bam.
And then if you're terrible, that's bad too because you're like every time you go, it's like gutter ball or whatever. No. You're like, can I get those guards bumpers. On the bumpers? Right? There's no real in between where you're like sort of good and making strikes, but then once in a while. No. So it's either just a bad game. And if you're really good at bowling, why?
Right.
Why have you bowled so much that you got really good at bowling?
Yeah, geek. That's why.
Exactly. You're oh, and you have your own bowling bag? Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah. So we did that. So I got out of going out two nights in a row. So I got to stay in the hotel room.
And another thing. Mm-hmm. Why is bowling so expensive?
Is it expensive?
Yes, it's expensive.
I don't
you
know,
have to rent the shoes.
I haven't gone bowling in a long time.
You pay by the game. Usually, and it's like sometimes it's like $20 a game. Like
it was $18 for the kid to bowl all night for your boy to bowl. If your boy wants to go bowling, cough up $18.
Oh, I guess that's not that bad.
Well, they probably got a group. I don't know, and it's also Vegas out, you know, in the outskirts of town, in a one horse town.
True.
So, you know, it was. But it was nice to be away. But then you know, there's always the one. There's always that one mom. So we get the group. We're all on a WhatsApp with the team, right?
Okay.
Then we get a group text of just the moms. And then there's the one mom that's like, oh, so I guess I can't go with you girls tonight because I set up the bowling. So I should probably meet you guys later. And they're like,
well,
why?
You can't.
Can't you give it to your husband?
Yeah.
And by the way, Jensen's dad. Said, like, volunteered to do the whole thing. Like, I'll take care of it. You guys stay back.
And so why do we all have to get punished because you're a go-getter?
I know.
Like, what? Oh, guess I'll go there and show my credit card.
Yeah,
okay, then go do that.
All of us. Like, now what do we do?
Yeah, so, now we all have to go and get punished.
Right. Because you
just
can't hand over your credit card to your husband? I don't know. But anyway, that was the only thing. But everybody was so nice. I got to meet so many parents. Moms and dads that are going to be at the new school because our kids are going into middle school. And these are parents from the other schools in the district.
The other feeder school.
Right.
Right.
So I got to know them. Sonny knows the boys very well. But of course, you know, I don't really get to know anybody. Mm-hmm. I stick with my one person or two people.
Right.
But it was great. And I actually, I mooched off of one family that was, the dad is super nice. And he's like, pulls the car up. It was like having my own valet because the mom will go, okay, so we'll meet. And we're on the same, Sonny and their son on the same team. So it's like, we'll meet down at 7:30 a.m. We'll meet you. And I was like, I don't have to worry about an Uber or a taxi. I was like, okay, all right, I'll see you guys down in the lobby. And the best part was that the last day was Sunday. They had a game and we didn't know what times games were. So I just said, okay, I'm going to book the flight for 1:15 and pray for, you know, hope for the best. And then the last game butted up right against that flight. So I said, the only way we checked our luggage. The only way if we can do it, I don't know what to do. And the dad's like, hey, I got an idea. We'll drive your luggage home because we drove. Ding, ding, ding. Like, that's not an Adam. Like, that's a problem solver dad. He's like, you know what? We'll take your luggage. It'll fit in our car. We'll drive the luggage home. That way, as soon as the game's over.
But then you have to go to their house? I guess
no,
they
live
far.
Like two blocks away.
Oh,
and
good.
They, by the way, dropped the luggage off. Yeah. And I was like, perfect. And it was great. And so we just went to the game.
So you didn't have to get there in time to check your bags.
Right.
You could get there like right at your flight time.
Yes. Because Vegas on Sunday coming home to Burbank, you know, right. Southwest, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. So that was nice. But that was, I mean, that was really about it. I think we went to the pool one day with the kids and they had this like.
They were probably playing a lot.
They were playing a lot. And everybody's, but the thing is that there are teams, there's Sonny's sixth grade teams played at different times, sometimes at the same time, but most of the time it was different times. So we, you know, didn't get to see some of the other parents, you know,
right,
as much as I wanted to. But then we all, Saturday night, this was the best. So Saturday night.
So you went on Friday?
Wednesday.
Oh, wow. You were there a long ass time.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's a lot of socializing with other parents.
Yeah. That's a lot of Vegas. It's a lot. Yeah. It was a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Las Vegas Convention Center where the games are, I mean, 42 courts. That's how big it is.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
South Hall, 42 courts. You just walk in. I mean, I posted the videos on Instagram, but it was just rows and rows. And you don't know, like, when the ref blows the whistle, you just like, is that for us or not? Like, there's times where our team slowed down because they thought the whistle was for them. And then, you know, it was just,
right.
And they played so many different teams from all over the country, San Antonio, Texas.
Did Sonny do well personally?
Sonny personally did very well. I think he's played so much that he's just like, screw it. And he's gotten way more aggressive than he was.
That's oh, good.
Sure. And he's a very good ball handler. That wasn't the problem. It's just his not being so aggressive. He could get a little more in there, but there was not one game where he didn't score at least two or three.
Wow.
Yeah. He's doing great. He's doing great. The team. Well, there's like all these other issues. The parents, like the coach is not that, like, because the coach has other coaches helping him. So our coach is like not as experienced as the main coach. And why don't we get the main coach? And so there's a lot of that back and forth. But like the coach we have doesn't really have a lot of strategy, I don't think. So the kids are just kind of like on their own. But they did good.
We had that with LB when LB was playing volleyball at school.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a weird thing where they just give you a coach.
Yeah.
And like the varsity team from our school, that the coach was like somebody who like helps out in the office.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, can you go coach their volleyball? So they'd show up. I mean, the coach hadn't ever played volleyball. She didn't really. She was like, all right. Do your thing. Get out there. Good job. Yay. Hitting it.
That's out. Yeah. Yeah. It's all, I don't know. So, but they did good. They did well. But that was so Saturday night. So then. Saturday night, another email came through before we left. Saturday night, we're going to go see the Beatles, Love, at the Mirage. Because the kids, the boys, you know, they know the Beatles. You know, Sonny and Natalia know the Beatles for the most part. Everything that's on the one album, they know.
Right.
So I was like, okay, great. Because I took Sonny to see Michael Jackson last year and he loved it. So we went to the Beatles and we had two rows of all boys and the parents, like sprinkled in between. But we had all the boys sit next to each other. And there was one row, the row I was with, there's one kid that got in late at 2 o'clock in the morning because he went to his dad's in Carolina and his mom had to go get him and like come so from there to Vegas. I know, poor kid. But like the team needed him. He had to get there. So he got there, but he was like jet lagged and exhausted. So I sat next to her. And Sonny sat next to him, and it was like a domino effect. It was like one went down, he fell asleep, and then Sonny put his head down and put his head in his hands. He fell asleep, and then the other kids next to him fell asleep, and then the Gupta brothers fell asleep, and like a whole row of boys, you just look over at him. We were laughing because it's like, love, love, all you need is love.
Yeah, yeah. All the moms were probably like, I love the song.
Right.
Yeah.
And you look over, and all the boys are exhausted, and they're yawning, you know, they're like, what? They love the Acrobats, but then there was some dancing. And as soon as like the slow, like Blackbird song came on, that was lights out for them. And they couldn't, they were done. And I have a video of it. I'll post it. But that was hilarious.
That's funny.
That was funny. And then, we played the next game and then we got home yesterday and Natalia was fine. But traveling with Sonny is the easiest. So easy. And he's fun and he's just a good kid. Like, I don't worry about him if he's going with other families. I'm like, he's fine. You know, he's the best to travel with. And also on Southwest, you know, we're like group C. So we get on and there's everybody's, you know, so like it's, you know, whatever seat you get, you don't get upset kind of thing.
Right.
So there's like one middle seat in the back and then one middle seat, you know, towards the front. So some people are like, do you want to sit next to your son? I can move. Like, we're like, no, son. He's like, I'm fine. He sat down. He got comfortable. He's like, I'm fine. She can sit up there. I don't care. Puts his headphones on. That's it.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that was nice.
Corner office, baby.
I know. I know. At least with one of them. When is it going to hit? I'm sure it's going to hit with him.
Might not.
I don't know.
I know people who have really good kids and their kids just stay that way.
Yeah. What I worry is that he's going to get his feelings hurt, you know. I don't know.
Over girls? Boys?
Girls. No, I don't know. Maybe clicky. Maybe the boys might start getting off in little cliques or something.
Are they now?
I see it in the seventh graders. Our boys, though, not so much. We were talking about it at the dinner with the other parents the other night. It's like this group, at least at our school, our group of boys. No, and actually that's not true because we know the boys from the other school. This group of sixth graders, of boys, are really sweet. One mom was telling me that because she has daughters that are older that are in seventh and eighth grade. And she's like, no, they're not all the boys are like this. Like the seventh, and we see it kind of like the seventh grade boys are going into eighth grade. Our boys are going into seventh grade. She's like, this year we got a good bunch of boys. So,
well, I do think, you know, like with Elby,
mm-hmm.
even though there has been a little bit of drama that I've told you about, it wasn't really involving Elby. It was like, okay.
Yeah, she was on the...
She was kind of on the outskirts of it. There was hot and cold,
mm-hmm.
who eventually got so cold that she moved to another school. Mm-hmm. But that girl is kind of an anomaly.
Have you found out about that girl? Like how she's doing?
She's vaping and getting in trouble. And, I mean, that's who she was. That's who she was going to be.
And did... And you like the mom, though, right?
I like the mom.
Was the mom not... Is she... checked out, or is she
kind of
doesn't know what to do?
She doesn't know what to do.
What about the dad?
Same thing? Well, they got divorced, and I think that I don't think either of the parents like it, what they're seeing, but I just don't, I think they're doing their best, but I think that's kind of who she is.
Yeah. Kids are who they are.
They are.
It really is true.
I mean, you know? I don't think that they're like okay with it, but I think they try not to see it as much as it is.
Mm-hmm.
But that situation, after that resolved,
right?
The rest of the girls in that group all get along. It's right. all been pretty much fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's the one really crazy girl that I told you about, the one that was remember that it was impersonating Elby on Instagram?
Yeah.
Remember that? I think I told you about that on Patreon.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. But that girl is still totally crazy and doing crazy things. But everybody knows she's nuts.
Uh-huh.
So it's not as devious.
Right.
Because they're all like, oh, yeah, it's her again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's she up to this time?
Yeah.
They know she's nuts.
Right.
And that's like a middle school thing. But Sadie's grade...
Mm-hmm.
is hellacious. And I said to the teacher right before the end of the year, I was like, you know, this has just been such a hard year for Sadie. I said, I just find that it's so clicky. I mean, we've been trying for a couple of years to break into these different groups. And I've just like, I'm just so kind of sad for Sadie.
Yeah.
And I told you that the teacher was like, this is the worst group of girls.
Isn't that
it's
weird?
The worst class. They're all like that. They've been like that since for years.
That's
and she
weird.
Said, and I was like, well, is there anything we can do? Can we like talk to them about the fact that they're the ones I said, there's a couple of them that call themselves the popular girls that I told you about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are fourth graders, but they've been like that since like second grade.
Yeah.
And I think I was telling you that the teacher was like, we've tried to talk to them, but we can't control what they do. Like they go to recess and lunch.
Yeah.
And then they do bitchy things to each other.
Right. Isn't that so weird how certain grades can be sweet and nice or certain, you know, I don't know. Like, I never really thought about it, but it is. It's, yeah, I don't know.
So today, I'll tell you case in point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make up a fake name for one of them. So, you know what? I'm going to give them Brady Bunch names. So Marsha
mm-hmm.
and Jan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So today, so you know that Twilight Camp that
yeah.
Sadie does? So mm-hmm. she started today. Mm-hmm. Today's Monday. So Monday through Friday, she goes to the, she looks forward to it all year.
Okay.
So the first year she went, there's a girl from her class who's in the popular clique, mm-hmm. which I hate to even say because it's like these girls are way too young to even understand what popular is, but whatever. Marsha, we'll call her Marsha.
Mm-hmm.
Marsha's really popular, and Marsha, and she's got like this minion named Jan,
okay.
right? So Marsha and Jan are like mean girls. They're mean girls.
Right.
Okay. But Marsha has a sister who's Elby's age,
mm-hmm.
who is delightful. Mm-hmm. She's a super sweet girl. Elby's known her for years and years and years. Honestly, like, couldn't be nicer, more normal, sweet, like,
right.
not a bitchy bone in her body.
Mm-hmm.
Always been consistently. And that girl, I won't say her name, but that girl had a, like, a best friend. Mm-hmm. And the best friend was super nice, too. And they mm-hmm. were never that, they were never those type of best friends that, like, wouldn't excluded. Let other people uh-huh. hang out. They just really liked each other.
Yeah.
But Elby would eat lunch with them all the time. And she'd be like, I ate lunch with so-and-so and so-and-so. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, do you feel like a third wheel ever? And she's like, not at all. They're so, like, inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
They never make
mm-hmm.
me feel like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that girl's sister
the younger
is
one.
A total mean girl at a young age. And the mom does not see it. So the first year of camp, I remember Sadie, her first day, like she didn't know anybody except for Marsha.
Mm-hmm.
So day one happens and Sadie comes home. And she's like, she was young at the time. Maybe that was it going into second grade. So it was after first grade going to second. Then she went going into third. She's been, this is like her third year or fourth mm-hmm. year. And so she says to me at the end of the day, like, Marsha just didn't talk to me the whole day, like at all. Didn't say hi to me, didn't include me in any way. So the next day at the beginning of the day, they're only there for 5 days. I just pulled her aside, Marsha. I was so nicely. I was like, hey, Marsha, just so you know, I was like, do you think you could like make sure to include Sadie a little bit? Because you're the only person she knows here. You don't mm-hmm. have to like hang out with her the whole time, but like she doesn't know anybody or whatever. And the girl rolled her eyes at me. Like she did a like, and like looked away. And
really?
I was like, bitch, no, you didn't.
Oh, my God.
No, you did not just do that. But what are you going to do? I can't be like, and
for, you can't pull her hair or anything. What, but is Jan in there too? No.
So, no. Okay.
So she doesn't so have I'll any
tell
friends
you,
either.
So I'll
though.
Tell you. Uh-huh. No. So that happened. Mm-hmm. So the following year, you can request who your kids are going to be with that they
oh,
know, right?
Okay.
And so Marsha had other friends from, it's a Girl Scout camp. She had mm-hmm. other friends from her Girl Scout troop, not from our school, that mm-hmm. were with her.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? Maybe the next year, I purposely request that she's not with that girl.
Right.
So that she can make new friends and they're
right.
not all in a clique. And
right.
she. So the next year I did. I said, can you just not put her in a group with this person?
Mm-hmm.
So she was not in a group with her and she had a great week.
Mm-hmm.
And the counselors were so nice and the other girls didn't really know each other. And so they all made friends and she had a great
right,
week.
Right.
So then I want to say that was then the next year. Maybe same thing. She had a good year. I think I did the same thing.
Right.
Okay. So this year, though, so this all leads to today's drop-off event. Mm. So this year, she went with another friend.
Who's she?
Sadie went
okay.
with it. We got another girl who's Sadie's friend uh-huh. to sign up at the same time.
Okay.
Okay. But that girl is kind of friends with Marsha,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that this mom would say, can my girl be in a group with Sadie
uh-huh.
and Marsha?
Uh-huh.
Like, and the girls she knows.
Right.
So I was like, okay, so I'm not going to say don't put her in a group with, because then she won't end up in a group with her friend. If
right.
I say put her in with this girl, but not with Marsha, then,
right.
okay. So I was like, whatever, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to camp today
mm-hmm.
and they tell her what group she's, oh, so we walk up to the, where you're going to find out what group you're in.
Uh-huh.
And I'm right behind the mom of Marsha. And now this year, Jan's with Marsha. Now, Jan is the Marsha's minion, and she's never been at this camp before. So we're like, I was like, what? Why is Jan here? Like another one who's really a mean girl.
Ugh.
So they see Sadie. We walk up. The mm-hmm. mom says hi to me because the mom and I are friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls just look at Sadie and like do a little mean girl like head like look away. Mm. And I was like, really? So I said right in front of the mom, I was like, hey, girls. Mm-hmm. Hey, Marsha. Hey, Jan. Do you mm-hmm. guys see that Sadie's here? And they went, mm-hmm. And looked away. And I was waiting for the mom to be like, Marsha, Jan,
yeah,
like,
right.
Can you say hi to Sadie?
Yeah.
Be polite?
Yeah.
But no, she didn't say anything. She does. I don't think she notices. So then I'm like, okay, this is kind of going to suck. So then, but then the other girl, Sadie's mm-hmm. friend, shows up.
Right. Okay.
And then so she was happy to see her friend mm-hmm. and they came over.
Mm-hmm.
And the two girls, Marsha and Jan, did not say hi. God. To Sadie's friend, who they also what go to school with. Like, so I pulled the mom aside and I was like, oh my God, I'm so annoyed. Like, I'm so mm-hmm. annoyed at this. But, and I was like, I have so, at so many times been like, I really want to send an email to
mm-hmm.
the mom
mm-hmm.
of Marsha
mm-hmm.
and just go, I just don't want to be that mom. But like, have you noticed your daughter's mean?
Right. Right.
She's mean.
Right.
But I can't, but it's, I don't I think it's the mom's fault. Her other daughter could not be nicer. And what good would it do? It's not like she's not going to make her daughter be friends with. And I don't even want her daughter. I don't want anybody forcing themselves to be friends with any. But just be polite.
I know. At the same time, you want to just go, hey.
I would never put up with that for my kids.
I know.
If I saw my kid mm-hmm. icing another kid, even if she didn't like the kid.
Because
there's a girl that Sadie really doesn't like that much.
Mm-hmm.
And if she ever was like, wouldn't say hi to her or whatever, I'd be like, oh, absolutely not.
Right, right, right.
Like, I wouldn't allow that.
I know.
Like, you just have to call them
courtesy. I don't think that she probably didn't. She probably, especially if her older daughter is sweet and nice, she probably just is cruising, thinking, you know, my daughter's a little edgy, but that's, you know, the younger one, she's a little different. You know, they're different. She's edgy. Or I don't know what she thinks, but I'm sure she doesn't think that she's icing and being mean. She probably doesn't.
Yeah.
And what else? And exactly. What are you going to do? Like, you can't. You
There's nothing to do about it, but it was a little bit of a bummer because, you know, Sadie's been looking forward to this camp mm-hmm. week all week.
Mm-hmm.
And to Sadie's credit, I pulled her aside mm-hmm. right before the other girl, her friend, got there. And I said, actually, her friend got there and her mom was like putting sunscreen on her. And I pulled Sadie aside and I was like, listen, I saw like, I mean, it was really obvious that they iced her. So I was like, I wasn't trying to draw attention to it, but I was just, it was the elephant in the room.
Right.
I was like, hey, so I saw Marsha and Jan
mm-hmm.
didn't greet you.
Right.
I was like, and just to let you know, like, I was like, are you okay? Do you want me to say something to the mom? Do you mm-hmm. want me to say something to like,
mm-hmm.
do you want me to move? Cause I'll move your group. Mm-hmm. There's another group,
you know?
And she's like, no, it's cool. She goes, it'll be fine. I mm-hmm. have my other friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. But if those two pull any shit, mm-hmm. pull your friend in with them and exclude you,
right.
I go, I don't want you to just suck it up and keep it inside all week.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you to have a bad week.
Right.
So you just let me know. And she was like, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay.
That's good. So that was today.
I was like, I'm bringing my AK.
Yeah.
You know?
No, fuck that.
It's not a good day.
No. But, you know, and also there's how many other girls are in the, I mean, she, hopefully when she gets home tonight, she'll be like, I just met Laverne and Shirley. Like, they are so great. You know?
The problem is that it's a Girl Scout camp and Sadie's not a Girl Scout. So the girls that are not Girl Scouts are kind of the outsiders.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't really affect, like Elby's a counselor there mm-hmm. this year.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really affect Elby because she's just not that way. Like we're talking about.
Right.
She's like a Sunny.
Yeah.
In fact, she doesn't even really, a bunch of her friends from school used to go to the camp mm-hmm. and then they were counselors. Mm-hmm. Like, and none of them are there this year.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't even bother Elby a bit. She's like, there's this one girl who I was here. Oh, and in fact, the one girl that she knows that she doesn't mm-hmm. go to school with, they didn't get put in the same group to be counselors.
Mm-hmm.
And the other girl's mom was like, if you want, I can talk to the head of the camp and have them moved into each other's group.
Right.
And Elby was like, that's okay.
Yeah. That's what Sunny was.
She's like, I'll make new friends.
Because it's like they
enjoy it. And we'll see each other
at
breaks and we can have lunch together if we want.
Right.
No big deal.
See, that's the thing. If it's something that they're enjoying.
Yeah.
I like they don't have to be with their friends to enjoy. If it's an experience that they enjoy, you know, and that's how you meet new friends.
Right. And that's totally how LB is.
Right.
I know. Don't really worry about her that mm-hmm. way. But, and Xander's the same way. Like Xander is like, whatever. Like,
mm-hmm.
The other mom and I were actually talking about the fact that like Xander gravitates towards kids that like him.
Yeah.
He did have that problem with that one crazy girl who like cyber bullied him. Yeah. That was weird. Yeah. That was might have been Patreon.
Right.
But other than that, I know there's some boys that are not that nice in his class. He never complains about it. He doesn't. It's just like he just every day it's like, who'd you have lunch with? He's like, oh, I'm hanging out with this person today or that person today. He seems pretty happy.
Right. Right.
But it's the girls in this one class. Girls.
I know. I know. I know.
I don't know. Should we tell you about Quip.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be totally honest and tell you that I don't have this product yet, but I swear to God I was thinking about this morning when I was brushing my teeth. I was like, I need to get this.
Yeah, you told me this last week.
This is a money saver. Okay, I haven't told you what it is yet. So it's Quip. It's an electric toothbrush, and but it's a subscription thing, so they send you a new brush head. You don't have to think about it.
Right.
I'm constantly buying new toothbrushes. Yeah, I don't know about you.
I know. Well, first of all, they lose their toothbrushes. There's that. But also, like, I don't buy new toothbrushes. I just sit there and suck it up and have the same fucking toothbrush since 1970. I'm like, God, this thing is like, it's all frayed and falling apart, and it looks like my hair used to look like in the 80s. Like, it's just all, you know, it's not right. And it's like, shit, I gotta get a new toothbrush. And then I never think to buy it. That's like the last thing on my list to think about.
Well, I get the ones that have a battery that comes in them, Adam, and then they have those. A pulse, right? Then they go, right? Except for they lose the battery after, well, it's supposed to be like they lose the battery after a certain amount of time.
Right.
And then that should clue you in to go get a new one, not try to change the battery.
Right.
But then you're like, oh, I got to go get a new one. Then you're just brushing it without any power. Right. Anyway, Quip eliminates all of that frustration and irritation. And everyone loves Quip. They were on Oprah's O-list. They were named one of Time's best inventions. It's the first subscription electric toothbrush accepted by the American Dental Association. Okay, it starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/FCOL right now, you get your first refill pack free. You just buy the toothbrush.
That's awesome.
It's genius. That's your first refill pack is free. Go to GetQuip. That's GetQuip, QUIP.com/FCOL. GetQuip.com/FCOL.
Yeah.
Also, tell us about Digster.
Digster. If you guys want to stream some music and you guys want to hear our playlist and what music we listen to, go to digster.fm/FCOL. And you'll be able to check out our playlist. Plus, everybody, like a ton of people are on there. You got to go check it out. And I love it because it's just like you just put on a channel and then you can just eat. You can listen to morning music. You can exercise music, or you can listen to certain people's playlists like ours.
Yeah.
And we're very rangy. We have a wide range of bands that we
like. Neil Diamond,
Foo Fighters.
Tupac, Foo Fighters.
NWA.
If you like good music, if you want to listen to our mix.
Yeah.
Tell them how to find our playlist.
So go to digster.fm/FCOL and follow. You can share it, follow it, listen to it, you know, go online and tell us what you guys like. And maybe you hear a song that you haven't heard in a long time, like Bataram.
Bataram.
You never know what you're going to find. So go, digster.fm/FCOL.
Speaking of music.
Yes.
Guess what?
What?
I went to a concert.
What concert? Where'd you go? All right.
Buckle up. You ready?
Oh, boy.
And guess who
Kenny
I went
Loggins.
With?
Guess,
yes, Kenny Loggins.
Really?
Michael McDonald and Christopher Cross.
Oh, my God. I love them.
Best time. It was such a great show. And I went with Robin Wozinski, our friend Robin.
Aw, a fan. You went with a fan.
I went with a fan who's my friend now.
That's awesome.
You know, Robin was always like with the funny comments.
She's on our For Crying Out Loud.
And then she took my writing class. A couple of people did that we know, and she's a really good writer, really talented and funny and just nice.
Yeah,
and she's like up for anything.
Yeah,
she's one of those people.
Yeah,
so I was like,
an adult LB.
I didn't want to drag somebody to go to Kenny Loggins because I was going unironically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no irony.
Right.
I was like, I love Kenny Loggins.
Yes.
All Kenny Loggins songs. I'm a big sap for that kind of folky, country twinged, but
yeah. So wait, how'd you get the tickets or what'd you do?
I went to HollywoodBowl.com because I'm not good at buying stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And then there were really not a lot of good seats everywhere. And then Robin was like, well, go to StubHub. Mm-hmm. But I always feel like StubHub
is going to gouge
up every right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then I went to, I just started Googling it and I found this place, the SeatGeek.
Yes.
So you can resell your tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You subscribe to that?
Uh-huh.
So I found tickets that were, they weren't cheap, but they were a normal price like you would get if you ordered them from the Hollywood Bowl.
Right.
The fees are astronomical.
I know.
Mm-hmm. That's where they hurt you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But we had decent seats. The seats were $50 each, mm-hmm. and then there's a bunch of fees. So they come to $80 each or something.
Right. Oh, at the Hollywood Bowl.
No, they came to $65 each.
Oh, for the Hollywood Bowl? That's awesome.
Yeah.
And where'd you sit? You weren't sitting on the grass, were you? Or did you have a seat?
I was so funny because I was asking, I was like, didn't they used to have a grassy area?
They don't.
I don't think they do anymore. I think it's all seating.
Oh.
We were in in the section right above all the boxes.
Okay.
So we weren't that far up.
Right.
And we were right in front of a giant screen.
Oh, that's nice. So you got to have they have to have the giant screen.
They have to have the giant screens. Otherwise, you can't.
Right. What are you going to do? Look at ants on stage?
Exactly.
You know, you're missing out. But you can hear the music. But Hollywood Bowl is fun.
I got tired. I have this thing where I just feel like I can't go to concerts unless I have good seats.
Because
it's just, I just remember being young and getting tickets to Madonna.
Oh, God.
And then looking
It's
like a little pinpoint on you can't see anything. It's like, well, then why am I not at home listening to the CD?
I know.
Why am I here?
That was before Jumbotrons.
Right.
Yeah.
So we were right in front of a Jumbotron and it was like, oh,
perfect.
We could see everything that was happening. You're with all these and everybody. It was so funny because everybody was so nice.
Yeah.
You know, you look around and I was like, God, there's so many old people here.
Oh, I can picture
the crowd.
But then
I was like, oh shit, we're old.
No.
But that's
Suzanne's
the thing is you
mom
think
went.
She did?
No, I'm just kidding. But she would. That's totally up her alley.
Okay, there was one lady. We were in our seats and right in front of us and over to the side was, I swear to God, she had to have been 80,
mm-hmm.
wearing a little babushka.
Oh.
And just sitting there with her little old lady face, just not really smiling, just kind of watching. We're how'd she get here? What's the story
Where
on that?
Where did she go to SeatGeek?
Well, here's the thing, too. Mm-hmm. I think it was the Hollywood Bowl and it was for season ticket holders.
Right.
So it wasn't a separate, you know, sometimes a band will come and they rent out the Hollywood Bowl.
Right.
But this was with the Philharmonic. This was with the Hollywood Bowl Orchestra, right?
Oh my
God.
So
people who have season tickets their season tickets are good for that show. So we were like, there's probably a lot of people here who are like, well, we'll go see it. I don't know. I don't really know these.
Right.
Michael McDonald sounds good.
Yeah.
They're used to going to see orchestras.
Right.
And then they're probably like, what's this? Footloose.
Yeah.
Footloose. They're like, all right.
So wait a minute. Did you get up and dance?
Yes, we got up and danced. And but the funny thing is people were so into it.
Yeah.
And there were all these people wearing these Captain and Tennille hats,
mm-hmm.
like a captain.
A captain and
captain
Tennille.
Hats.
Oh, yeah.
And at first I was like, I don't get it. You know?
Right.
And then Robin was the one who was like, yacht rock.
Oh.
It's a yacht rock thing.
Oh.
Yacht rock is in style now, so there are all these people wearing captain's hats. It was a thing. Did you even know that was a
no.
thing?
No. So people rock out on boats and stuff and with the hats? It's
I guess.
A thing?
It's like 70s rock that has a lot of saxophones.
Ooh. I love saxophones. So they had a whole Philharmonic section?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
It was amazing. They played with an orchestra.
I love that.
Christopher Cross did all his hits.
Oh, my God.
You think he's a one-hit wonder.
No, I know. Yeah.
You know that one? I'll never be the same as I truly am.
Yes.
And I'll live on. Anyway, that song?
Uh-huh.
I was laughing because I think a lot of people were thinking he had one song, but then he was playing all these songs, and every song was kind of a hit that you forget about.
It's true. I know.
If you can last between the moon and New York City.
I love that song.
Did you remember that was him?
No, I don't even know who sings that.
Christopher Cross.
Yeah. And then doesn't Michael McDonald sing that song, What a Fool Believes?
Yes, he sure does.
I love that song.
She if came you, from somewhere yeah. back in as long ago.
Adam said his teacher
yeah.
played that song in like 11th, 8th grade. I don't know, 11th grade maybe. And said, listen to this song and write an essay on what you think it's about. It's because it's a sad. And then Adam was like telling me it's a sad song. Do you listen to what the lyrics say? It's really like. So then I started listening to it. But then I get lost in the music and I don't know what they're saying. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
But I love What a Fool Believes.
What a fool believes. And then they have a song. You know that song? This is it.
Oh, yeah.
Make no mistake. Mm-hmm. Well, that song, I found out later, was about Kenny Loggins wrote for his dad who was dying. About like whether he was going to make the choice to like live or die. Basically.
Wow. Wow.
Like to fight for his life. I don't know what happened.
Oh my God.
I should have Googled a little
that's
further.
Deep, man. That's deep.
I know. So, and that's a song they sing together.
Wow. And what about, shit.
The I want to know
what
song?
I want to know what love is. No, yeah, that's Foreigner.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. I put them all in the same.
Yeah. Well, because Toto, that's yeah. also that's also a yacht rock, apparently.
Oh, Toto. Okay.
Well, that's not the same thing,
right?
But
right.
sort of that same
right. but
genre.
But nobody in Toto is one of those guys, right? No, no, no,
no. But I used to be friends with the ex-wife of the guitarist from Toto, Steve Lukather.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which is it's
so
funny because he was the lead singer
seats.
Of Toto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I probably could, although I haven't talked to her in a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
But we were friends. Like, I hung out with her a lot for a brief period of time.
Yeah.
And we would go places together sometimes, and sometimes her ex would come with
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always very surprised that, like, people are huge fans of Steve Lukather.
Really?
Yeah. And, like, would come, like, we'd just be out on, like, Tahunga Avenue at a little street fair, and people would be like, excuse me, Steve Lukather? Whoa, I'm a huge fan, man.
Wow.
I was like, wow, people know they're musicians.
Yeah. That's like, same as the guitarist. I'm friends with the guitarist of the E Street Band, Nils Lofgren.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a guitarist.
Yeah, and have you seen people approach him?
Well, I'm always at a Bruce Springsteen concert.
They're like, are you the guy who plays with Bruce Springsteen? He's like, yeah, and I got to go do it
now. Yeah, I got to go. Oh, God. I got some concert stories and some stories about, we should talk about it on a Friday show.
Okay. Well, really quick, I'll tell you this one thing before we close about Steve Lukather, which is that many years ago, when I was a cocktail waitress at Residuals, his bar in the Valley, and I told Steve this story, and he was like, oh, my God. One time I was waiting on him and a group of his friends and they were really drunk and I cut him off because they were hammered and being abusive and he called me a cunt.
But that's your favorite name. That's your favorite
I know,
nickname.
But not when people use it for real.
Yeah.
Call me a cunt when you're joking and I love it. But yeah, he was like, called me like a fucking cunt for not serving him. And I went and told on him to the owner and he got kicked out. Of course, he had no recollection of it at all.
Oh, my God. How embarrassing.
Yeah.
Is he clean and sober now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So is Nils Lofgren.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
We all are.
Yeah.
All the cool people.
Yeah, all the cool people.
All right. Well,
Yes, if you want to hear some juicy, what are we called? Oh, Patreon.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to get our...
Got to do a couple of our shout-outs.
Patreon, if you want to get exclusive content that nobody else can hear because we keep it to, you know, it's private. We don't want the whole world to know. You can go on Patreon, pay $5 a month, and you get the 20 minutes a week of our extra content. Or you can purchase $50 a month and get a shout-out for your business.
Yeah, such as, you know what? I'm going to start with this one. Letty Molina. She's our CBD gal. Yeah. I'm going to try to make these a little bit faster. So just know that if you cough up $50 for a shout out, it's a shout out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an ad. We're just giving you a shout out.
That's right.
Giving you a little love for being part of our show. Get some bacon flavored CBD oil for your dogs. Go to HempWorks, H-E-M-P-W-O-R-X.com/L Molina. Michelle McKibben, she's a mortgage loan consultant with B of A, and you can find her at michelle.mckibben, M-C-K-I-B-B-I-N, at bankofamerica.com. Sarah Dean hosts mm-hmm. Shameless Mom Academy. Mm-hmm. She helps moms find their identity again after motherhood. ShamelessMom.com. That's where you can find her. Probably also at Apple Podcasts, right? Yeah. Or wherever you get podcasts.
Yeah, wherever you get podcasts.
Christy Lewis does all natural skincare and professional grade makeup. And you can find her, if you want to support a listener, at DramaticLashes.net.
Nice.
She got herself a good domain name.
Yeah, I love that name.
It's so easy, right? Mm-hmm. Also, the Wayne Foundation.
It's a good cause. Very good cause.
Yeah. Help those gals get out of the sex trafficking.
Yes. Watched a movie about it last night with my kids.
You did? Mm-hmm. What movie?
Called Taken. That movie, you know, the movie with Liam Neeson.
Oh. Yeah, did the kids like it?
Yeah. They watched the first one. And Natalia goes, what's a prostitute?
Oh, boy.
Next.
Okay. Yeah. So the Wayne, go to WayneFDN.org to help out. Kate Marengo, Interior Chicago, a national online interior design service. Go to interiorchicago.com/interior-design. Find her. You can find her and ask her questions about mm-hmm. design. Shelby Mullen, Woof and Wild. They do handmade dog bandanas, and a dollar from every sale gets donated to various animal rescues and organizations. Go to woofandwild.com. Also, Mary Fish does, she's a realtor with Coldwell Banker, Harris, McKinney, and Fawcett. And you can find her at northwestarkansaspropertysearch.com. Mm-hmm. And I'll do one more. Chelsea Marks has a company called Paynes, P-A-Y-N-E-S, gray.com. And they do furniture and home decor. And if you want to check them out and buy something, use decor15, and she'll give you 15% off.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. The rest of them will be on Friday.
Thank you, Kaylin.
Thank you.
All right.
Love you guys.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Trying hard to recreate what had yet
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.